Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to get yourself a quote. And you won't be sorry. I'm telling you, switch your car insurance to Farmers and you'll save a boatload of money. I mean, what else are you going to do with your phone over the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food your friends ate again? No, call 1-888-FARMERS for a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Thank you, Fizz. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are going to be with you right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. So keep it locked with us for the next 3 hours. We will not disappoint, and you will not be disappointed. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing splendid. Absolutely good. Busy Friday. Getting ready for the weekend. I survived the bad tooth. I'm doing all right. I feel like much better.
Good.
And I really thought I was going to be out for a couple of days. I really thought that's how bad it was. But thank God everything is cool.
That's good. That's good to hear, man. We are happy for you. You heading to Vegas this weekend?
No, I'm going to New Orleans in the morning.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow. So you just have no fear of traveling?
No.
Whatsoever.
No, because if you do what you're supposed to, Chris, you're supposed to be all right. I mean, I'm just knock on wood, you know what I mean? And you know I've been traveling. I've been traveling right all over the country.
Right.
But I keep my hands clean. I don't put it near my eyes, my mouth, or you know, I wipe
you
down
stay
every
out of
time.
Places where, you know.
Where there's like big crowds, I always wear my mask. And I'm not around a lot of people. Even when I go to Vegas or if I have dinner or something, you know what I mean? I'm not in like a crowd. I'm at a dinner table with three or four friends. And, you know, everybody wore their mask up until our meal comes. And then we eat our dinner, we talk. And that's it. Thank God so far. So I'm not blaming people who have gotten it. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah.
But you remember, I went in November. I was at the World Series in Dallas. Like, think about where I've been.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, have fun, man.
I'm going to go get some good food. Got a lunch. I'm going to Daisy Duke's in New Orleans. And you know where that is? Have you ever been there?
No.
I'm a guess.
Is it in the French Quarter?
Is it? I think it's downtown. Anybody know? Anybody from New Orleans, if you call in, tell me about Daisy Duke's. So we're going to have lunch there, and then I'm going to have dinner. This place called Moro's, Chris, which is a black restaurant down there. I want to try that out.
Okay.
Moro's, have you heard
of
that?
Go to Broussard's, too.
Is that
the Broussard's restaurant?
Is that downtown?
Yes, in
French
Quarter.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
You know
I've never been
there,
actually.
Oh,
no, believe it or not, my father, he went to college at Xavier in New Orleans, him and my mom.
Right.
He couldn't even go in there. His last name was Broussard.
And he couldn't get in?
He couldn't go in there because it was segregated at that time.
Oh, wow.
It's some white Broussards that own it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, I've never been there. I've seen it, though. I've seen it. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos. He's in the crates tonight, and he owes me one. Let's see if he can deliver. He owes me one. He knows what I'm talking about. I guess not. All right, we got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, of course, Steve Heisman Desager. All right, Rob, let's
Heisman.
Get to this.
You get off of that, man. Steve is my guy.
True.
When was the last time you hung out with Steve Desager at a Dodger game in the press box, Chris?
When's the last time you hung out with him at the Dodger game in the press box?
The last time we were able to go to a Dodger game in the press box.
That's been a while, too.
A year ago.
Well, speaking of the Dodgers, let's go to L.A., Rob. And a lot of talk. I mean, and to be honest, maybe it's just today's sports climate. You know, we have so many talk shows on television and radio that maybe this is just how it is nowadays. You're going to talk about stuff. But, Rob, we're not even halfway through the season yet, and the MVP award in the NBA is almost a daily discussion, you know? And so Anthony Davis did a story for The Athletic, or an interview with The Athletic, and he was asked about LeBron. A lot of talk about LeBron in his 18th year maybe becoming, you know, the only player ever to win an MVP award at such a late stage of his career.
It's funny because of the column I wrote yesterday, right? Was it yesterday?
When you said he lost it already.
Yeah. Was that yesterday? And yeah, that's today.
Yep.
Today.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it. Right, it came out today.
So AD said LeBron couldn't care less about the MVP award. Here's his quote. "Put it to you like this. I know that man does not care about MVP awards. He cares about championships. So if he loses the MVP and wins the championship like he did last year, he doesn't care. So that's what his mindset is. He's not focused on MVPs. He's focused on finals MVPs. I'm going to let you go first on this, Rob.
What? Hello? Does Anthony Davis even listen to LeBron?
I don't think he's
never heard LeBron talk about the MVP. Do you remember the hissy fit he threw last year, Chris? What was the vote total?
If I don't, or anybody that does it, here it goes.
Pissed me off. That's my true answer. It pissed me off because out of 101 votes, I got 16 first place votes. That's what pissed me off more than anything. You know, not saying that, you know, the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP, but that pissed me off. And I finished second a lot in my career, either from a championship and now four times as an MVP. You know, like I said, I never came into this league saying, let me be an MVP or you know, be a champion. I've always said, I just want to get better and better every single day. And those things that take care of yourself. There's some things that's just out of my hand and some things you can't control. But it pissed me off.
So, Anthony Davis, did that sound like a guy who could care less about the MVP? He knows the vote total, wouldn't even say Giannis's name. Well, I'm not saying about the winner, you know, whoever that is, whoever won, you know, like, okay. Stop it! He wants to win an MVP. He wants to build his resume. Chris, when the season started, we both sat on this very radio show about 10 days ago and said he was the leader. Didn't we?
Yep.
I said it. Yes, you called me the LeBron hater. I said he was the MVP 10 days ago. Live and in living color. He ain't no more. And the idea that Anthony Davis is saying he doesn't care about it and this and that. I'm not saying
that's
what...
It makes you look bad, AD.
Right.
It really does.
It's not like we're saying that's what drives him. But, Chris, he wants to win. That's why he was so hurt last year. It was a landslide.
Rob, he was, for lack of a better word, complained when Derrick Rose won it in 2011. And complained a bit when Marc Gasol won Defensive Player of the Year in 2013. And so LeBron wants to win MVPs. And AD, I get it. You go to bat for your boy and your teammate. But this is ridiculous because LeBron's own words defy what you said. So now you just look like we can't really trust you to believe what you're saying, you know, when you comment on your teammates and stuff. But let me say this. Yes, LeBron wants to win MVP awards. And I got no problem with it.
Nobody should.
Is this thing on, Rob Park? Is this thing on? LeBron James is a human being. All right, he likes accolades. I got no problem whatsoever with LeBron wanting to win as many MVPs as possible. That doesn't mean he doesn't also want to win the championship or that he doesn't want to win the championship more. But he wants to win MVP. Rob, the only players that don't care about winning MVP awards, Rob, are the players that know they can't win it.
Right.
The players that know they're not good enough.
Right. Right. It's not in your mindset. You don't even think about it. Right.
No. I was a star basketball player in high school. And I cared at that about all conference, making all city, all that stuff. In college, I was a role player. I didn't care about being all conference because I knew I wasn't going to be all conference. I mean, I was a role player. And that's the mindset. So LeBron James is a superstar. Yes, he wants to win every MVP award he's eligible for, and I'm fine with it. He should. Michael Jordan wanted it. Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaq, Kobe, Kareem, Magic, Bird, they all wanted it. That's one thing that helped make them so great.
Chris.
So why don't you just be honest, AD? Yeah, look, LeBron's the best player in the world. He wants to win the MVP award. He wants the finals more. Yes, championships more. But he also does want the MVP award. Yes, that drives him. Just be honest.
I just want to clarify one thing. When you said you were a role player, is that Kaiser or Pumpernickel? What kind of role were you?
That might be the worst
not
yet.
Funny. Alex, where were you?
That might.
I was trying to register how bad it was, Rob.
That might be the worst joke yet, Rob, of the 2.5 years together on this show.
I'm always trying to get better. All right, whatever.
And let me say this, Rock, because a lot of the analytics guys, you know, they will say, and look, LeBron has been the best player, you know, for the most part, for the past, what, decade, 12 years, something like that? And guess what? Michael Jordan was the best player in the league for probably 12 years or so straight. And Michael only won 5. LeBron's won 4. Kareem
won
6.
And there were years when people were saying, like, Michael could have won it every year. But there were years Charles Barkley was better, played great. You know what I mean? So people
right,
just
but he wasn't ever a better player than Jordan.
Right.
But he was.
He
had
a better
year.
Right.
Yes.
And I never remember, Chris, you could tell me. Because, you know, I covered Michael Jordan during that time. I don't remember him making a stink over somebody else winning or him not winning. I don't remember.
Well, I do remember him always, like, you know, because he said this coming into the league, you know, and early in the league when Magic and Bird and even Isaiah were winning, those were the guys he shot for. And he did, you know, I think there's a quote somewhere where he had told maybe his wife or something, you know, man, Magic won it again. You know, that type of thing. Magic won another MVP. So not in a way that, oh, Magic isn't any good. He didn't deserve it or anything like that.
Right.
But just the competitive
nature. Not sour grapes, but he wanted to win. Right. And LeBron wants to win. So AD, with this story, it sounds silly. I agree with you. Like, you want to go to a guy and get some insight. Feel like he's sharing a little something. Man, this guy burns. Like, you know, like a quote would have been like, you know, I admire that about LeBron. Even in year 18 and all the things he's done, he still has the drive and desire. He wants to be the best player in the league. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if he's crowned with an MVP, that would be an awesome achievement. Not he doesn't care. It's not true.
Exactly. You're like,
not
on.
True.
Right. Like if AD won the MVP award, he'd be overjoyed. You know, and Rob, look, let's keep it all the way real. Our radio show was voted a top 20 national show, sports show in the country.
Right.
Which is a nice honor. But we should have been higher.
No doubt.
And we were, upset's too strong, but you know, we were like, yo, really? That's where we're at?
Especially some of the relics that were ahead of us. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying. That doesn't make us bad. Right. That's you're human beings. When you put your all into something and you're good enough, you want to be rewarded. Let me finally say this, because a lot of analytics guys, Rob, are they'll you know, well, whether it's LeBron or some other player, oh, analytically, he should have won the MVP and this and that. There was an award given out from 1984 to 2002. in the NBA. It was called the IBM MVP Award. And you know IBM, the technology company. And they gave out an MVP every year from 84 to 2002. And it was based on stats. It was very similar to today's player efficiency ratings. So it was no subjectivity, no eye test, no taking into account, you know, teammates and all that stuff. It was purely based on player efficiency rating or something very close to that. David Robinson won it more than anybody else, 5 times. Now, was David Robinson was a great player, Hall of Famer, deservedly and all that. But he wasn't better than Magic. He wasn't better than Michael Jordan.
Right.
Magic won it twice. Magic won it once. Charles Barkley won it 3 times. Michael Jordan and Shaq won it twice. And then guys like Olajuwon, Grant Hill, Dennis Rodman, Dikembe Mutombo, Karl Malone, and Tim Duncan, they all won it once. So let's just keep it real, because it is subjective. And LeBron made a point that, you know, the criteria changes and shifts. It's just there is no criteria. The league doesn't give you a list of things to look for. So every voter has his own criteria. But I would rather that, Rob, than a stale analytics statistical measure. And whoever had the highest PER or the highest combination of points, rebounds, assists, right? Because eye tests matter. Analytics told us, Rob, this is true, a week ago. Analytics told us that the Lakers were better defensively with Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder on the bench.
Right.
That's true. It said they were better defensively without those two.
And then nobody will believe that.
Right, because it's ridiculous. Look at them now. How good do they look defensively? remember a few years ago when they said San Antonio was better defensively without Kawhi? That's what the analytics said. Come on. And that's when he was really in his defensive prime. So, look, the eye test, subjectivity, all the human elements that voters want to take into account, that matters. And that's much better than some computer just spitting out who's the MVP every year. So LeBron's got 4. That's great. He's behind. Kareem's the highest with 6. Then Jordan and Bill Russell with 5. And LeBron's next with 4. So I'm with you though, Rob. Anthony Davis should have just been honest. Nobody would have killed him. Right. Nobody's going to kill LeBron for wanting MVPs.
One to win MVP at year 18 at 36 years old, that would be an accomplishment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you believe AD, Anthony Davis, when he says his teammate LeBron does not care about the MVP award? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Wow. Now, what is that, Alex? Because I know what the hip-hop version is. Y'all don't know that, though. That only real hip-hop heads know what that was from. What song is that?
So this is Colleen by The Heavy and my boys, the Dap Kings Horns.
Wow. See, the real hip-hop heads out there know that the great KRS-One used that sample. The real hip hop is over here. The real hip hop
is
over here.
Is this a
hip hop
show or
here.
A sports show? Can we get you some calls, please?
Hey, I let you sing Golden Girls and Cheers and Jeffersons and all that stuff. Let a brother rock.
Rap Friday,
let a brother
right?
rock.
877.
I just never heard that original song. Wow. Okay. I'd heard the sample, but not the original song. All right, we are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something-something on your car insurance. 877-99 on Fox. Quickly, you got a problem with LeBron winning the MVP award or more of a problem with AD denying it?
All right, Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Uncle Rod, you mean to tell me you couldn't recall me being in New Orleans, man? You gonna come down here and not tell me about it?
You know, I told you, I'm
listen
coming.
Listen to Rob dance.
I'm coming, Keith.
I get
Daisy Dukes. I mean, that's where I'm gonna be at lunch for lunch. I'll be there. Be quiet, Chris.
Uncle Rod, he didn't call you, Keith. He don't know you. All right? My goodness, brother.
I'm hurt, man, but I'm going to send you a DM, Uncle Rod. But,
all right.
Just listen, go meet him at Daisy Dukes.
I'm just passing. Hey,
come up with your phone in hand so you can get your picture, your autograph, little notebook, you know,
we'll have
all
some
that.
Wings, you know what I mean? All right, Keith, what you got, man?
Listen, I think that AD was trying to protect LeBron. I know that, you know, the media's narrative was LeBron came to L.A. for all these type of things other than basketball.
No, that was Rob's narrative.
It was right on the money, too.
Really?
Well, yeah, the first year when I said they weren't going to win a championship, when they weren't going to make the playoffs, you forgot about that. You guys argued me down on television over
Well,
there.
He couldn't lead them to the playoffs if he was hurt.
Stop.
That's all it was.
Go ahead, Keith. Come on. Are we gone? Is he gone?
Yeah.
All right, Keith. Hey, Daisy Dukes. Brett in Ontario, Canada. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brett?
Yo, no way. First time caller, long time listener. This is like talking to two celebrities. Chris, hardest working man on television. First things first, undisputed. He goes crazy.
Thank
I love
you,
watching
brother.
Him every day.
Thank
so
you.
So I appreciate you guys. I just want to say LeBron has every right to chase the MVP. He's been robbed at least two or three times, once by Dirk, once by Steve Nash. And Rob, you got to start giving LeBron his flowers while he's still playing in the league. You and Skip Bayless, biggest haters. You got to start giving LeBron his flowers while he's in the league.
No comment. All right, Brett, thanks.
I was waiting for you to say something, Rob. I was really
let him
eager
pass.
To hear what you were
going
to say.
Canadians are normally nice, but he calls up with that. You know, Canadians are some of the nicest people
Good
on the
call.
Planet.
I like the call.
All right, but that's okay. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up? Was he not listening when you sang "O Canada" on the air?
Thank you. You remember that? Thank you. That's my favorite national anthem. Yes.
Unfortunately, my ears have never forgotten.
They're still bleeding from that, right?
guys, I have no problem with LeBron wanting an MVP. AD saying or believing that he doesn't want an MVP. Come on, man.
Right.
I don't think he does believe it. I think he was just straight up lying.
I think he believes it, but I think he's delusional. LeBron is chasing Michael Jordan. I mean, Jordan.
And he needs to build a resume. Right.
Yeah. Every little thing you can get.
Right.
He's got to want. And Jordan, I do believe it, at this late stage in his career, didn't care because he was so big. He was such an icon. He was bigger than the game.
Oh, yeah.
When
you go 6-0, Marty, when you go 6-0 and win all six MVPs in the finals, I don't think there's too much.
Well, in Washington, LeBron or Jordan was just playing for the love of the game. I mean, obviously, he's still competitive. We know how competitive he is. But, you know, Rod, he was just like, I want to play. You know, and he probably knew.
I wonder, you know what? If he could have done it all over again, I bet you he probably wouldn't have played, Chris.
Really?
You
think so?
I really do.
So you think when he came back, he was thinking, I'm going to lead Washington to the championship?
No, I just think that he thought it would be better. I mean, more than half the league makes the playoffs. He couldn't even make the playoffs. I don't think that he would want that attached to him because he was such a dominant player. Not that it took away from his dominance and what he did. I'm just saying, if he knew what was going to happen there, would he have put on a different uniform?
That's
I don't know if he would
question.
Have.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, next time you talk to him.
I'm like you. I don't think it hurt his legacy.
No, I didn't say it hurt.
Like, man,
but I'm just saying, if he could do it all over
20
again.
20-6. Yeah. Okay. All right. We got Olden Polynice, our good buddy, coming up in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. He's a 15-year NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our good buddy, Olden Polynice. What up, man?
What's up, fellas? The Odd Couple.
How are you? Always good to have you on, brother. You know that. Let's get right to it. I just said it. Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. And what Rob and I love about you is you say what you want. I had you on my podcast back in the day. You say what you want. You're a great interview. I don't know if you saw this, but Shaq came out, was it last night, and said he's no longer going to be as critical. He said it this way. I'm not going to be critical of these bums.
You saw that.
He wants to kind of tone down his rhetoric of today's players. What are your thoughts on that? Because I guess you just feel like you got to keep it real, but your thoughts.
He's not keeping – man, listen, I've known that boy since he came into the league, man. I consider him a friend. But I do go at him because I'm like, you had your time. We all had our time. You have to just sit back. I know you're an analyst, but you have to be critical within the game, okay? It's not about being personal. And I think that's where he misses the mark. You guys do it all the time because you guys are professionals at that. And unfortunately, he's not. So it's like he makes it all personal. Well, you know, he shouldn't be getting this much money. And I'm like, dude, just let it go, man. Let these guys have their
the moments. Money thing is out of bounds. Right, I totally agree. Right. You shouldn't be talking about what money people are making.
Exactly. You know, talk about, you know, certain things, like the statistics. If a guy goes 1-for-12 as an analyst, yes, you have the right to go at him, okay? But you have to do it within the analytics of everything and being the analyst and just saying, okay, maybe this is why he wasn't being aggressive. You know, you got to pinpoint those things.
That's not what he does.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. He just goes at people. Oh, he's a bum. He doesn't deserve this. I'm like, come on. Stop, Diesel.
Olden, let me ask you. I think when you last time you were on, you weren't really feeling the Nets. Am I wrong, Chris? I was going to ask.
I don't remember where. I don't know if we had any more.
I stick with mine. I stick with what I say. I'm not like some of you guys, Rob Parker,
okay,
that hang on the fence and just, you know.
Rob lives on that fence.
You
man.
Know I ain't on no fence. No, where are you on the Nets? I mean,
really? You don't like them?
I still don't like the Nets defensively. It's not about the offense. We know what
they do. Well, nobody likes them. They don't like themselves defensively.
They just went on the West Coast, Olden, and won all five games. They've won 8 straight against Western Division opponents.
They don't even have
their whole team.
Listen, the Laker game, Anthony Davis is not there, so that's a big difference. Okay, I understand that. Everybody's all discombobulated right now within the NBA. All of a sudden, the Washington Bullets are beating teams. I mean, the Bullets, the Washington Wizards.
Now, you there's a 40-year slip. Wow.
I know. And so, to me, it's not on any given night, teams in the NBA will beat other teams. I get that. I look at the Nets from, like, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, in the playoffs. That's what I'm talking about. I'm doing foresight, because at the end of the day, in a series, you're not going to have that luxury, because teams are going to go back. Even if you beat them one game, they're going to go back, make the adjustments, and come back again. And they still don't have defensive stoppers. That's what I'm leery of.
Let me ask you about Utah, because, you know, they obviously have the best record in the league. And maybe you just said it, anybody can win on a regular season any night, but are they a legit contender? They don't follow the formula most teams with getting a couple of superstars and all that. Do you think Utah is a legit contender for the title?
And it's because of what you just said of not following the formula is why I still don't have them as a contender. Yes, they have the best record in the league, okay, and they do have Donovan, Mitchell, and Gobert, 2 all-stars. But teams that are more experienced, that are physical, are going to give them problems. And so to me, that's going to be the key for them. And so, you know, like the other night I watched the game they played. Donovan Mitchell shot horribly. Yeah, he was doing some other things, but you cannot have Donovan Mitchell not score 25 to 30 points and think you're going to win in the playoffs.
Right.
And so, yeah, I like them right now because, you know, they do have the best record, but in the long run, they still need, like, another piece. They still need, like, a star.
So they can't be the 2004 Pistons? Can't they be an anomaly like the Jazz? They seem to be able to beat basically
you
even
had Dallas
that,
the 1 year in 2011
yeah, Dallas,
and the Pistons.
You know what I mean? There have been teams that have been able to overcome.
Dallas had a superstar.
Well, but I mean, like, they didn't have two. Yeah, he
the
beat
Pistons
three.
The Pistons didn't have any in 2000.
Dallas had superstars.
The Pistons didn't have anybody like a true superstar, wouldn't you say that?
The Pistons were an anomaly, of course.
Right.
But it was different. You know, they were just a really physical team. They had a guy, you know, in Ben Wallace who just, you know, you weren't going to, you know, push him over. I mean, Chauncey Billups played exceptional. I mean, all the pieces were in place. I just don't see that with Utah right now. Not to say that they can't get there in the long run. I just don't see it right now.
Let me ask you about Joel Embiid. A lot of people, I probably got him number one in my MVP race right now. And obviously he's playing great. And he is on the box more than he has been in the past. But still, when you watch them, the majority of the time, he is on the perimeter. He's got a tremendous mid-range shot. Would you tell him, especially in today's NBA, because I look ahead, if they meet Brooklyn in the playoffs, I mean, he would annihilate Brooklyn in the post. Now, he'll score a ton on the perimeter and all that, but I think it's different when you're just getting guys in foul trouble, demoralizing them on the block. Would you tell him to get on the block a little more, or are you fine and say, hey, this is today's NBA, he doesn't need to be down there any more than he already is?
Well, he really should. But I think he's done a nice job of balancing everything. Like you said, he has the post, he has the mid-range, and he has a three-point shot.
Right.
And so to me, that's a deadly combination for one person to have. And so he's, you know, he's always been like, you know, he's the guy I've always talked about, you know, when I did my mock drafts and everything else, you know, when Philadelphia got him, he got the number one pick, you know, just because of the injuries that he dropped. So, Embiid, now the only thing I wish, if he would lose some weight around that lower area, my goodness, he would
probably
be unstoppable.
Probably help him stay a little healthier.
Yeah, he would be unstoppable. But, you know, he's right now he's getting people in foul trouble. The only thing I don't like about Joel Embiid, he is the – man, I've never seen a seven-footer fall to the ground more than I see Joel Embiid. And that, to me, is upsetting. Because not every hit should knock you to the ground. You know,
even though
you're trying to draw fouls and all that, you still, because it's a psychological thing, you know. And so to me, you got to, like, stand up, take the hit, and look at these guys and be like, you can't stop me. And so, but, you know, he has been inside a lot more than in the past. So that's definitely a positive for Philadelphia.
All right. That is our man, Olden Polonese. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate the knowledge.
You're very welcome. Take care,
all right,
guys.
All right, man. Yep. We've said it before, and the I Couple will say it again. Analytics is ruining sports. We'll explain next. I Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I ain't paying for that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mm. All right, it is The Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. I got to admit, so far so good with DJ Alex Tyshert. He is dusty. Dusty, I tell you, because he's in the crates. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. And Rob, we beat the horse. And we're not just old K-Kids get off my lawn people. We're trying to help sports. We get it. Analytics is important. You'll never hear Rob Parker and me say analytics are not important. But it is a piece of the puzzle.
It's not the end all be all. Yes. It's not.
That's where teams go wrong. It's, and Rob, let's just keep it real. It helps a lot of guys who didn't play sports at any level, don't really know sports.
They made a place
way.
For themselves,
right.
Chris.
That's
what
really
they did. They created a spot for people who I think the biggest indictment, and you tell me I'm wrong, is Billy Beane, who spent 35 years with the Oakland A's, I think it was, Chris. 35 years. He left. Can you tell me the championship they won in Oakland? With Billy Beane?
Goose egg.
Zero! Even the movie they made, Moneyball, Chris?
Yep.
The highlight now, if they won a championship, that should be the climactic ending of a movie,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was about a 20-game winning streak, and in the movie, they never mentioned the three big pitchers they had. Moeller, Zito, and
you're right.
They didn't mention those guys, Chris.
Yep.
They perpetrated this whole thing about Hattiesburg and you know and all these other players and what they were doing and their walks and all this. They didn't even mention they had three stud star pitchers at the top of their rotation.
Absolutely.
What?
And here's the other thing, Rob. They acted like, the woeful Oakland A's.
Yes.
Billy Beane turned them into something. Oh, they didn't win it, but he turned them into something. No! The Oakland A's won World Series. They won championships long before Billy Beane was there.
How about, Chris, three in a row?
In the
Reggie
70s,
Jackson.
Three in a row, yes.
Yes.
Raleigh Fingers, Catfish Hunter.
Joe Rudy.
Yes.
Right. They had a great
organization.
And then
in the 90s, late 80s, early 90s,
yes.
They got to three straight World Series and won one. So this, I don't want to hear this. It's not like he went to the worst team in the league that had never done anything and made him relevant. He failed. He failed, Rob.
He
because
totally
it was
failed.
It's about World Series. When you have won several World Series, that's what it's about. It's not about being pretty good in the regular season. So I'm with you. And like I said, part of the equation, not the entire thing. And that's where you go wrong. But last night we saw, it just came to life. Why this can be ridiculous. Rob G, explain this. It was the Denver Nuggets lost 112-110 to the Washington Wizards. Rob G, explain this one.
That's right. Nuggets were down by two in the final minute. Washington has the ball. They go up to the basket, miss a shot. Jokic taps it out. Jamal Murray's on a fast break. 3-on-1 with under
Chris,
5 seconds
three
left.
Wasn't it
4-on-1?
There was 3-on-1 with a trailer behind him. But
okay.
There were three guys ahead of the rest of the Wizards' defense. Bradley Beal cuts off Jamal Murray at the left three-point line.
That leaves
two
other
guys
wide open.
They both fan out to the three-point line, including Michael Porter Jr., who stands in the corner waiting for the kickout. Nobody goes to the basket for a game-time layup. The Nuggets botch it. They get a three-point look that obviously missed, and the rest is history. They lose after having a 3-1 fast break, and nobody went to the basket.
That's ridiculous. Are you trying to create robots or are you trying to create guys that know and think the game? I get it. That's what teams do now in fast breaks, run to the three-point line. But think you're down two. Tie the game and force overtime.
Chris, there's an open basket in front of you with nobody there. How do you run through the three-point line? And who was it who said, if we would have made it, nobody would be saying
anything. Michael Porter Jr. is a great quote for you guys. He says, one of us could have easily cut, honestly. I could have cut and got a dunk. But we were just thinking, one of us is going to get a three. If that shot goes in, no one's talking about it.
Yeah, all right. And if Deontay Wilder had caught Tyson Fury with his right hand, it'd be a whole different story. We could say that every single night. If. Come on, man. I just...
Hey. Crazy.
Rob.
Hey, let me say this real quick. You remember you just said Billy Beane?
Yes.
Right? How in the world did Brad Pitt
hurry.
Play him, Chris? Brad Pitt. Thanks, Ed Miller, for letting me.